understand, consensus amendments between the parties. Senator Walker, would you move the amendments, please?
I would be delighted to do so, Mr. Chair. I'd move the A7, and I don't see an A8.
A10.
Or A10, I don't see that either. I would be delighted to move the A7 and A10 amendments to House Bill 3630.
Senator Walker moves the adoption of the A7 and A10 amendments to House Bill 3630. Is there discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And again, I'm delighted to move House Bill 3630 as just amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Walker now moves House Bill 3630 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections?
Mr. Chair, just briefly, I want to just thank everyone for hanging in there and waiting while we worked out the tiny details that went along with this, and I appreciate those efforts.
That's right.
That has been removed.
That's right. Thank you very much for that. Can we stand in recess? All right, let me go to recess for just a second. I need to get to talk to Senator Hammonds. What a brief recess. The motion's in there, President. I need to get.
I would like to amend the motion I just made. So now I would like to move that House Bill 3630 as amended be moved to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation with a request to remove the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
All right. Without objection, Senator Walker amends her motion to move this House bill.
Did you say rescind the motion?
Yes. Rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay. Then without objection, Senator Walker amends her motion to move House Bill 3630 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation with the appropriate letter sent to the Senate President and President Pro Tem to rescind the subsequent referral to the Joint Ways and Means Committee. Any discussion? Any objections to the motion? You want to have another discussion?
I just wanted to know, do you want to suspend the rules on hearing this, or are you comfortable with moving it in its due course? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be helpful to the parties because they've hung in there.
Now you want to help. No objection. Motion passes. Chair will carry the bill. Thank you very much. All right. House Bill 2318. Council.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I was just, I'm sorry I was late, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I wanted to touch base with Greg Chamoff and let me go over the amendments that are before you and then. So just to refresh your memory, 2318, you should have the A engrossed bill. This is a bill that we sent out, you'll recall, last month, and then we pulled it back because of some technical changes that some of the folks wanted to make. I want you to first look at the A18s. These are the amendments that were requested specifically by the ACLU and then members of the Condominium Association. The A18s would make the page 15, which deals with disclosure of email addresses of students, and in the A engrossed bill says, or an employee of a state institution of higher education listed in ORS 35202 or Oregon Health Sciences University. It would only be applicable to student emails. And Ms. Myers here, and that was at her request, and the chair's okay that I had that drafted. On the continuing with the A18 amendments, these are the condo amendments, and basically what problem they address is this. The condominiums now have a larger and larger reserve account. And the assessments, we wanted to make it clear, when we're talking about the assessments, they are for any assessments, not just operating assessments or expenses. So we took the language that appears, if you look on page 20, line 2, for example, where it says annual operating assessments, that's just going to say you're going to delete operating, and it's going to you're going to have annual assessments. And we made that consistent throughout. That was just, to make it clear that we're looking at the assessments, whether they're for operating the condominium, for maintenance, et cetera, or for the reserve, and that will be what will affect this need for a financial statement to be done by a CPA.
Could I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. How did that issue come up?
The condominium folks had their lawyers look at this a second or third time, and they said, hey, if it's going to come back, we'd like to improve this language.
Okay. I see.
Okay. So it was their whoops and their fix.
All right.
And with respect to the language relevant to employees, that was one in conversation with the chair of the House Judiciary Committee who objected to the language that we sent it out at. This is an attempt to get concurrence with the bill. So, all right.
Yes.
So, no, that was the A18, right?
That's correct. That's
Senator Walker, would you give me the
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would move the A18 amendments to House Bill 2318.
Senator Walker now moves the A18 amendments to House Bill 2318. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next one.
Okay, the 16s are before you. They are the conflict amendments with House Bill 3328. This is the, again, we dealt with the situation of a governing body with now doing sound, video, or digital recording of minutes, and this would keep those amendments that we made if House Bill 3328 becomes law.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Senator Walker.
I would move the A16 amendments to House Bill 2318.
Senator Walker moves the adoption of the A16 amendments to House Bill 2318. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? No objection. Motion passes. Council.
Okay, and then the last two amendments are the A19 and A14 amendments. And Mr. Martinez is here, Ms. Pellegrini is here. And the reason I was late is I wanted to double check with Greg Chamov on these. The A19s amend the bill that was already sent out. Mr. Martinez can fill you in on this. But it's the bill that deals with the payment of processing systems. And it's the inactive data. What time period the new laws will be applying to. So the 19s, I would rather have Mr. Martinez and Ms. Pellegrini come up for. And then what I wanted to make sure, Mr. Chairman, is I just got the A14s before you because if you look at the A14s, Mr. Martinez wanted to retain the, if you look at section, the A14s, line 9, you can see that we're deleting the phrase "the last," and this is at the request of Mr. Martinez, and that is what is happening in line 15 and line 18 as well. And the 19s, we're going to I think clarify more the application dates. I wanted to check in with Mr. Chamov to make sure that if we adopted the 14s and the 19s. We would be deleting the language, the last, that was what Mr. Martinez wanted in the 14s, but making it clear that the operative, the operation dates would be what's in the 19 with section 28.
Right.
And I wanted to go over with that with Mr. Chamov and make sure that that was the understanding, because I know that was the understanding of DOJ and Mr. Martinez, that you want the operative dates that are reflected in the 19s, but Mr. Martinez wants to make sure that he gets that language out the last. And Mr. Chamov said that if we adopt both of them, the 14s and 19s, it will take care of that, and I will make sure that's how the final amendment comes out.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Tim Martinez here today on behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. Council did an excellent job in explaining the situation. This bill was a bill introduced by the AG's office that we supported earlier this year. It deals with the truncation of credit card receipts to make sure to another kind of tool in this identity theft battle that we spent some time on this session. The bill passed very easily, was signed by the governor. At that point, I was contacted by a couple of my members that said the time frames simply don't work. And what they mean by the time frames is right now, under kind of a Visa national guideline, all new credit card machines truncate. All the new ones that are sold and leased. What the question was is when do the existing machines need to be updated by? When do they need to comply with this law? And initially, the way it looked, it was going to be January 1 of next year. I can tell you that one of my members has 6,000 machines that take about a half an hour in training and reprogramming time per machine. So there was just no way they could meet that deadline, especially when other states are going down this path. So we worked very closely with the DOJ, and I'd like to thank them for working with us on this and saying, could we get it to July 1 of 2005 when the rest of the bill goes into effect, and they were gracious enough to let that happen. On the question of the last, where it says the last five digits, our concern was if we made it the last five digits, that somewhere down the road technology would change and we'd have to come back and repass the bill to say it can be the middle or it can be any. So we thought as long as we were making the change to the enactment date, we would take out the last, and there is support from that from AOI and the Retail Council. And I think we'd still accomplish what we're after in making sure that the bad guys out there don't have access to personal information. So, again, I thank the committee for the time, and I just want to thank the DOJ for working with us on it.
Thank you. Cheryl, any comments?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Cheryl Pellegrini. I would own none other than to add that Mr. Martinez and Ms. Brandis had informed us after the bill, after 2103 passed, that there were certain retailers that do in fact now truncate after the first five. So it wasn't just a speculative issue. They produced evidence that that actually was going on. So.
All right, good. All right, so you're in support of the amendments, then?
We have no objection.
No objection to the amendments. All right, Senator Walker.
Mr. Chair, I would move the A-14 and A-19 amendments to House Bill 2318.
Senator Walker moves the adoption of the A-14 and A-19 amendments to House Bill 2318. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Senator Walker.
Great. Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2318 as now amended to the floor again with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Walker. Moves House Bill 2318 as amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections to the motion? No objections. The motion passes and we're adjourned. Who was carrying it before? Is that me?
I think you did carry it before.
Yeah, I'll carry it. I'll carry it. What you want to do?